And we're back on the Ref's Call, presented by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you, and elated to be welcoming the new leader for USI Baseball, the head coach number 6 in program history. It's Chris. Welcome to Evansville.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be a part of Evansville community and obviously USI Baseball, so thanks for having me on.
Nora Ryan and UIS Illinois Springfield as well, but I'm eager to know, what is USI getting in Chris Ramirez?
Yeah, hopefully, you know, you're going to get you're going to get a family man. I'm family first, and you know, I believe you know people win, and you know, I think everywhere I've gone, you know, our, you know, my wife and three kids, you know, we've dove in 100% to the communities that we've, you know, that we've lived in, and you know, from our kids going to school, you know, the community, obviously, as well as the campus community, and all the sports and all the people that are around, and you know, so you know, you're going to decide it, this move going, and get up to Evansville and get rocking and rolling, and then you know, obviously on the side, you know, I can bring a lot of energy wherever I go, and some life and some, you know, some excitement, and you know, I'm very familiar with, you know, the baseball program and the athletic department at USI. Being a competitor at Illinois Springfield for 6 years, you know, and Coach Archuleta has done a great job, and I know that, and all the alumni are proud, and the community's proud, and you know, I'm just excited to be joining that, and can't wait to get going on that. But yeah, we're going to win a lot of baseball games, and you know, it'll be a fun, hopefully a fun product, and play the game in a way that's going to be fun to watch.
Again, Chris Ramirez here on WREF on the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. It is the Brinker's Jewelers Hotline. Brinker's Jewelers can be found online at brinkersjewelers.com or on the corner of Green River Road and the Lloyd Expressway in Evansville, tradition since 1972. That little green box, from to the success that I has had, the tradition that Coach Archuleta and the other coaches in program history have built. But for you, when did this really be? Because I think a lot of people listening, and honestly, myself included, I was surprised when Coach Archuleta decided to move on to Indiana State. So now you move in. I don't know if you expected this job to open up, but being a lead candidate, and eventually,
I think the way, you know, the coaching profession works, you're not necessarily keeping an eye on programs, but, you know, word travels fast in athletics, and, you know, it came out on social media that Coach Archuleta was moving on, and you know, some, you see that all the time. You know, this job opens and that job opens, and one's in Texas, one's in California, one's in Florida, and then when this one came up for me, it's like, well, wait a minute, this makes a little sense. You know, I'm from Iowa, my wife is from Iowa, we're born and raised in Southeast Iowa, and played junior college baseball at Kirkwood Community College and in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and got my first coaching job at Southeast Iowa Community College, and then obviously 6 years as the head coach at Illinois Springfield. So, you know, we're Midwest people, and so I'm like, well, this is something I need to look into, and then just as quick as that, you know, next thing you know, you're on a flight from Charlotte to Evansville and on campus, and you know, again, I've been there as a competitor, but, you know, to really get inside the buildings and inside, you know, just, you know, what it's like inside the program was awesome to get to see. And then from there on, it was a couple of days and we're in. And, you know, our family drove out this past weekend, and, you know, wife and kids, you know, stepped on campus, and, you know, we drove around town and, you know, walked around downtown by the river, and we're in, and we're ready to roll.
I love it, and so do the listeners and the fans as well. Again, Chris Ramirez, the new head coach, USI Baseball here on WREF. Now, I do want to ask you about Lenore Ryan. I feel like I ought to because that's where you're coming from originally, or rather to USI from Lenore Ryan. But when it comes to UIS and connecting the GLVC dots, that's pretty cool. So let's do this. You were extremely successful at UIS. I know a lot of the fans listening, they have some PTSD when it comes to your name and USI, because usually that's associated with a USI loss. And that's not what we're trying to rub the crystal ball towards right now, but you did hand the Screaming Eagles their fair share of L's. From that capacity, though, what do you remember about Southern Indiana, the campus, Southern Indiana, the program? Granted, it was a very different iteration of athletics when you were exposed to the Screaming Eagles in the GLVC as a conference rival.
So the first thing I can remember is, that USI baseball was the pride of the league. The big guys you had to knock off, the World Series runs were recent, and I remember it took a few years. It was the only place I didn't win games at for the first few years there at Illinois Springfield, and we took a young program at Illinois Springfield that only played three seasons of baseball, and I think the most wins they had ever had was 10 in a season, so we had some work to do, and then we did. We were able to flip it, and our last 3 years there at Illinois Springfield, we had quite a bit of success and finally got some wins, there on campus at Evansville at USI. But I got a little PTSD, too. In 2018, we had the team. It was our big, it was our big team, and was ranked third in the country, and mm-hmm. 30-game win streak, and we were hosting the regional in Springfield, and we had it. We were the one seed, and it was USI that knocked us off with we dropped a infield pop up in the eighth inning, and it led to the tying run, which extended the game, and basically felt like if we grab that pop up, we're going to the World Series, and it was the other way around. So every time a ball goes up on the infield, I still flash back to 2018.
Oh my God.
It's bad. It really is bad. So I'm sure that it works both ways. I tend to remember the bad losses, I guess, more than all the good wins. But, definitely have a great impression of, just the program at USI and, the competitive nature and expectations to win.
Well, I don't know how closely you follow Major League Baseball. I'm a lifelong Mets fan, being from New Jersey originally. I was at the Luis Castillo Subway Series game, and the end to go where he dropped the pop-up off the bat of Alex Rodriguez, and the Yankees walk it off at Yankee Stadium, kind of the same thing. But, hey, here's to none of that happening in a bad way for USI going forward. Chris Ramirez is at the helm for USI Baseball going forward, and head coach number 6 in program history, just recently announced the hire coming from Lenore Ryan. And again, that's one of the other Division II programs that you built into a Division II powerhouse. So, Coach, what did you do to succeed at your most recent stop, Lenore Ryan? What do you take from that experience and bring to USI?
Yeah, so I think my first chance as a head coach was there in Illinois Springfield, and I think I learned a lot from there. And so when I went down here to North Carolina at Lenore Ryan, I was like, all right, I kind of have a blueprint here. Now I need to just do it quicker. And we were able to do what we did in Illinois, just instead of taking 5 or 6 years, we got it done in 2, 3, and 4 years. The number one thing is people. People win. We put together a very talented, hardworking coaching staff, and we went and got really talented players. And then, once you have your talent in place, player development is next. And you gotta make those, you gotta get them bigger, faster, stronger, refine their game, on the field. And then you go play the games. And I think, the way that we play the game, our system, wins, and it works, and it's proven. And, those are the three keys to winning. And I think that's what we're able to do in Illinois and down here in North Carolina. And we're going to take that blueprint and people first and, you know, bring it to USI and get it rolling in Evansville.
Our coach, you mentioned it, and the stats and the numbers prove it. Your system wins, whether it be Illinois, Springfield, Lenoir, Rhine, or hopefully here at USI. But the question is, what is that system? How would you describe a Ramirez-run program?
You know, we're blue-collar. No excuses. Is that the lead of our it's on a T-shirt, you know, and it's going to be on our weightlifting shirt. And, you know, we want to be known as the group of guys that gets things done. Community. It all blends together, and we're going to do things the right way. We're going to play hard, you know. And I think you're gonna feel us. You know, we talk a lot about the environment, you know, that we create every day in our program. And when you come to a practice, when you come to a game, you stand next to the dugout. You know, you're going to feel USI baseball. You know, we're going to have a lot of life and energy, and you know, we're gonna fight and play hard for each other, and we're going to have a lot of fun while we. You know, while we go play the game. And I think that's contagious. And, you know, we're going to want to win a little bit more than the other team. And, you know, that's what we're going to build it around hard work and, you know, being a part of the team, you know, something bigger than yourself. And, you know, I think, you know, that makes it a lot of fun that way.
Chris Ramirez is here on WUSI Baseball about his visioning Eagle program. Know about timeline, how it was different at Lenoir Rhine, have to do what you did at UIS, the same approach you take at USI now that the transfer portal has opened up and there's really no such thing as a rebuild because everyone's rebuilding every year their entire roster. But on the other hand, you do have two more years, this upcoming one included, of the transition and the postseason suspension from D2 to D1.
Yes, one of my downfalls, and I think it works as a favor sometimes. You know, I'm not a very patient person, especially when it comes to winning, and you know that just motivates us as a coaching staff and as players, you know, to get ready to win. I think as a coach, your job is to win every year, and some years, you know, you got a little bit more on your roster than others, and but you know when you show up to play the game, I've never stepped onto a field. Whether you're favored or not, and didn't expect to win that game before it started. And so, you know, that's the mindset that we take is, you know, we got a game today, and I don't care who's in the other dugout. They might be favored, but we're going to go win today. And if you take that mindset in a day-to-day sense, you know, I guess that's a 56-0 mindset. Now, every now and then you get upset a few times, you know, and it's tough to win all 56, but – you know, I think if you go about business like that, you know, you look up and you get upset 16 times and you're 40-16 and, you know, you're winning the Ohio Valley Conference and playing on TV in the NCAA tournament. And that's the plan. Now, it takes some work and takes some time. And, you know, it's our job to shorten that time as much as we can. And obviously we're not permitted to play in the NCAA tournament over the next 2 years. So I guess that creates a little bit of a natural buffer, but again, we're, you know, that's not an excuse. You know, we're gonna go out there and do what we can to go win the Ohio Valley, you know, right off the bat, and make sure we're rolling when it's time, you know, to be eligible for that NCAA tournament.
That's certainly the goal, and that's certainly what the fans, the listeners, I'm sure want to hear. But that said, like you said, the transition period is definitely a hindrance for every athletic program in this athletic department. So the question I have is, do you feel that athletics, John Mark Hall, and the rest of the search committee that eventually hired you and eventually brought you on has a set timeline in this program to compete in one for the program and to transition not only for you but for USI?
Yeah, John Mark and his administration and his staff have been great, you know, just over the past, you know, week or two. And, you know, they've got a clear vision and plan. And obviously you have to with the transition, you know, from Division II to Division I is a big move. And, you know, so their expectations are high. And, you know, but that's one of the things in athletics, that, you know, that I talk about, you know, the way that I – go about business, you know, nobody has higher expectations for our program and for our team than I will, mm-hmm. and that we will from a coaching staff and a player standpoint. So, you know, I don't know if that relieves the pressure or if there is pressure. You know, I think pressure is a good thing. I think pressure is there for a reason to make you, it makes you better and it makes sure you're ready to go. So, but you know, it's not, we don't worry too much about external things, and I expect to win and win quick, and we're going to put the work in and earn that.
Chris Ramirez here on WREF, recently named head coach number 6 in program history, USI Baseball. Everyone's excited to see him down here in Indiana and to see what he does with this program. Now, here's what I want to ask you next, Coach, is roster construction. Now, the transfer portal is open both ways, and the roster from last year's team, a team that finished 3rd in the OVC tournament in season number 2 of Division I, really strong postseason jolt from the last season of the Archuleta era. So my question, with the roster having basically exodused itself from into the portal, how do you go about reconstructing USI Baseball's roster?
Yeah, you know, we're in the transfer portal days now in athletics, and you know, and that's okay, but you know, I think it's going to be a different looking roster for sure on next year's team. We've got some core guys coming back and some guys that, you know, that love the program at USI and put, you know, a whole lot more, you know, hours in, you know, obviously than I am. I've only been on the job for a couple days now, and but there, you know, there's a lot of players that are in the program that, you know, that care a lot about the program. So we're going to keep those guys around, obviously, and you know, we're evaluating the roster as it is and making sure, you know, we got the guys back out of the portal that want to be here, and you know, the guys that don't, you know, we wish them the best, but you know, we're going to go out and find some guys that, you know, that want to be a part of what we're building and what we're doing. And so we'll have a very new looking roster, I'm sure, as we enter the fall.
Now, Coach, being from Iowa, I'd imagine you have some key junior college connections. Now, junior colleges, especially in baseball, they're all over the place, but I feel like I have havens for junior college. There are so many different programs in that state and so many talented players in that state, the junior college level. But then again, there are also a lot of talented players in the Division I transfer portal. So where do you prioritize getting these players from for this upcoming season?
So we look at it in all avenues. You know, we got to be really good in our backyard. And I know Evansville high school baseball and youth baseball in the city and in the region, the surrounding towns, and within, you know, a couple hours of Evansville, has some very talented high school baseball players. And we're going to do our best to get to know those coaches right away and those players, and make sure that, you know, if there's some guys right there around the area, we're going to keep them or give them a chance to stay home. And, you know, but then from that standpoint on, we're going to expand our reach. You know, it's Southern Indiana is an unbelievable campus, and it's going to be a desired location for a lot of talented players, even from outside of the region. So that's when junior college ranks come into play. And, you know, obviously, you know, Iowa's, you know, very good, but, you know, Illinois and, you know, just the location of Evansville is, I think, huge for, you know, the baseball world. You know, you're, you know, a couple hours from Indianapolis, St. Louis, Louisville, Nashville. I mean, there's some big time baseball being played, you know, right there, and I consider that our backyard. But it's also a national program, and we're competing at the Division I level, which expands the entire United States. So we're going to be able to reach out, I'm sure, and pull from California or back here in North Carolina, Florida, Texas, the Northeast. You know, I think you're going to see guys from all over the place on the roster too, sprinkled in. But we'll go. I don't think you build it in one area. I don't think it's all high school guys. I don't think it's all junior college guys. And, you know, I certainly don't think it's all the transfer portal. Bluntly, we don't have any interest in somebody else's players that couldn't play for them. So if you couldn't play for another Division I team, there's a good chance you can't play for us. So But, you know, there's a chance to get in that portal and get some guys that, you know, want to be a part of what we're doing. But we're going to cover all the bases for sure.
Again, Chris Ramirez is here on WREF, the new USI baseball coach. Very gracious with his time, so thank you for that. But something I think gets lost in translation in conversations like these, right? It is a big moment in the trajectory for USI baseball, a new man at the helm, right? But then again, it's a huge moment for you and for your family. So for you, beginning as a player, transitioning into coaching, not your first time in Division I, Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, is that right?
That's
as
correct.
An assistant, right? And then you move on and take a head coaching gig in Division II with UIS and then Lenoir Ryan in North Carolina. But this is your first time as a head coach in Division I baseball. You say that out loud. You let that sink in. What does this opportunity mean to you?
Yeah, it means a lot. And, there's not very many there's not many coaches that can say that they're a Division I head coach. There's just, you know, 300-ish, you know, of those jobs that are out there. And obviously I'm very fortunate to be one of those coaches that get that opportunity. And so definitely won't take it for granted. And, you know, you learn a lot along the way. Every stop you go, you learn from the coaches that you coached with. You learn from your players. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, the family. And I think, you know, it is. Our family's really excited, and it's a big move, and we got a lot of work to do in the next. But we're all excited, and, you know, it's certainly a great opportunity for us.
Our coach, you'll like it, and here's what you'll like. Not that you're a stranger to this, but just setting the clocks an hour back, so to speak, it helps a lot when you're watching a game, you know, on national television, you're supporting your team. My goodness, you get an extra hour of sleep. That's nice, but also – I'm joking around. USI, it's a great place. Evansville, a great city. You're going to love it. The family's going to love it. And hopefully, we know, the fans are going to embrace you. They're going to love you with the direction that you're going to take this program. So congratulations on the gig. Good luck going forward. I know that you've got a lot to do. You've only been on the job a couple of days, and you kind of thrown into the fire with the transfer portal and everything else that goes with building a program. So good luck with that. But thank you for carving out some time for us.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. With that, we take a step aside. It's a bracket break. Bracket Heating and Air, home of Generac Generators. To keep your game on, don't go anywhere. Our local sports coverage rolls on the other side right here on WREF. 97.7 FM, The Ref. Always the right call.